KB2H access.
2HXS, this is KR4AAE. Good morning, Dave. I heard you call earlier, but I was pulling into the driveway.
Ah, good morning, good morning. Yep, going out to do my thing one more time.
Everybody's HVAC works in preparation for the good old spring and summertime?
Well, yes and no. This one, it's an actual replacement because the water heater let go and it flooded under the house, and the unit that Jimmy and I put in about a year ago flooded, so we had to replace it. Being done under insurance.
Wow, the water heater flooding. Man, I never want to encounter that ever. Oh, knock on wood, I hope that never happens to me, but I'm sure if you own a house, it's going to happen at some point in time.
Well, it's kind of a weird situation. You know, it's an older home, you know, older folks. It's an ancient water heater, so it finally let loose. I guess the water jacket leaked, and it leaked under the house for a couple of days. Nobody's living in the house right now because the one grandparent passed, the other one's in a home, the other person passed. You know, so nobody's living there right now. It's being overseen by the kids, and nobody checked in on it, and it just kind of let go. So, well, you know, I guess things happen, and we're going to correct it.
Yeah, that definitely happens. I've ran into some situations like that myself, and they've got the technology now. You can put like a water, some sort of sensor, hook it up to the good old internet, and it'll monitor and say if water starts leaking, it'll alert you. I use webcams and things like that, and little wise cams, and if I'm leaving town for a while, I'll set them up in specific places where I think something's going to happen, or I just cover all of them and just put them everywhere so I know exactly what's going on, and attics, water heaters, underneath sinks, everywhere. A little overkill, but hey, it gives me that little peace of mind.
Yeah. When we go away for a vacation, my wife's son stays at the house, so he can monitor everything. But generally, when we used to go on vacation, like when we lived in Florida and we were by ourselves, we would shut the water off at the street, and then, you know, just open all the water valves in the house and just drain everything off just in case. Now I know Florida doesn't freeze, but you know, the heat and whatnot doesn't do. It's not fun on PVC pipe.
Good idea. If I ever go for an extended vacation. I'm not sure when that will be, but I'll remember that one. That's a good tip, and I'd write that one down right now.
Yeah, generally what we used to do, I mean, you leave the air conditioning running, you know, I have a digital thermostat, you can set it, and sorry, nobody can mess with it. But, hey, you shut off all your 220 items, your ovens and your dryers, and especially if you have gas in the house, you know, shut the gas off.
Idea there. I doubt I'll ever take a extended vacation in my lifetime right now, but if I do, I'm definitely doing that.
Right now, homeowners insurance is just way out of control, you know, and if you put any kind of claims in, they'll drop you in a minute, and you're really up a creek.
Yeah, copy that. I'm just going to be very handy with things, or know somebody who is very handy who can help me fix some of those things if it ever comes to that.
Not going on. You know, I'm pretty handy all the way around. But when it comes to, like, roofing and things, you know, major roofing, yeah, okay. But, you know, I'm pretty much self-insured. I have a policy set up through my investment company that I'm self-insured at my house. So I don't have to worry about insurance companies dropping me. You know, I can fix whatever I need to.
That's interesting. Well, I've never heard of that. But now I'll definitely look into that. Yeah, roofing, I'll pass on the roofing. I did that for a summer when I was younger. And yeah, mad respect for the roofers, especially during the summertime. But everything I can handle.
I mean, the biggest thing is we don't have a mortgage. Our house is paid off, so we can do things like that. You really have to go, see what your mortgage company will allow, because they have insurance on the house. You know, if the house would incur any kind of damage or total loss, they want to get their money.
It's always about the dollar sign. Well, Dave, I got to get going here. I need to get to work here. It was nice chatting with you. Heard the very call sign out there a couple times, but I was stuck in traffic, and I was like, well, better not talk and drive at the same time. It can be bad results. So nice chatting with you. Maybe I'll catch you a little bit later. KB2HXS, this is KR4AAE. I'll be clear on your final.
Hi, very good, sir. Good to talk with you this morning. Yeah, I just got a few more minutes. I got to pick some equipment up and head on into Greenville. Have a good day. KR4AAE, KB2HXS.
What's your next test? KR4LZI Mobile. Tag KR4LZI Mobile.